Welcome to the Honey Temple. Today we are going to meditate. Back after the intro. Hey, I'm Lee Telford, intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher. Most of you will know me through my business and social media as My Wellbeing Pal. I am the founder of the Hormone Balance Chakra Program, and I coach women back to wholeness, giving them step-by-step tools and techniques that helps them to connect with her, H-E-R. That feminine energy that will allow you to heal, elevate, and rebalance. I hope you enjoy the Honey Temple, allowing you to be your own damn queen. Welcome to the Honey Temple. My name is Lee, and if this is your first time meditating with me, just get yourself nice and comfortable as we allow the energy to come in. So we are in January 2022, the 13th of January. And the 13th is such a beautiful number. It's connected with the day of the feminine. It's connected with the feminine energy. And it's connected with actually Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was Jesus's 13th disciple. And there is a real rise of the feminine energy happening around the world, collectively within both males and females. And today we're going to welcome in this feminine energy. 2022 feels like a beautiful, powerful year of expansion. And already within the first 13 days, we are all feeling it. We are tired, we are exhausted. We have aches and pains. Some of us have different bodily aches, and it's because the energy is so strong. If you imagine this ascension energy that is coming in to allow us to become lighter, allow us to connect more with our higher self, our soul self. And we have to allow the old to leave. We have to allow the detoxification, almost, just to give it a really simple word. And as we sit here on the 13th, we have the energy of Mary Magdalene with us. We have the energy of Isis, and Isis is known as Mary Magdalene's counterpart, you know, the same deity, just in a different religion. And Isis is a very powerful deity, and she is connected to sensuality and sexuality and magic and manifesting. And just as Mary Magdalene was misinterpreted and misunderstood, so was Isis, and so are many of us. We have a beautiful full moon in Cancer on the 17th. Next week we have St. Bridget's Day in bulk, which is happening on the 2nd of February. So this is a beautiful meditation to really connect with these beautiful divine feminine energies that are extremely powerful. And I want to just share a little bit about in bulk as you get settled. And if you generally fall asleep during meditations, don't lie down, and don't make yourself too cozy and too warm. Obviously, you can repeat them. I wouldn't do it driving. You could listen to it walking, of course, but obviously don't close your eyes. And we are going on a bit of a journey. We have the Chariot here. We're going on a journey really connected to our masculine and feminine in 2022. And this meditation is obviously for January, but it is to welcome in and to help us to almost ground and anchor these strong incoming energies that already have arrived to help us to really master 2022, and I'm hearing bring balance. So for anybody that has not meditated with me before, I am an intuitive wellbeing coach and natural channel. And whenever I help, so when you listen to this meditation, it's not just a meditation, it is a healing session in itself. You will feel it very strongly in your body whilst you're doing it, in the days afterwards. So it's really, really important that you ground, that you walk on earth, that you put your feet in the ground, that you drink lots and lots of water to really ground these energies, because your body will start to detox. And whenever I'm doing healing work via these meditations, I will burp and I will yawn, and sometimes it can get quite strong, so please don't let that put you off. It's just I really send very strong Reiki healing light activation codes through these meditations, so that people feel so much better after doing them. Now, the energy of in bulk is connected with the spring. It's also connected to what's known as our maiden energy, which is our inner child. And right now, our inner child is just bursting with ideas. She is bursting to have fun. She is bursting to break away from the norm. I'm being shown the sheep. I'm being shown us all following the sheep, doing what we're told. And the maiden is just the little lamb that doesn't really, that just wants to have a bit of fun and leap about the place and make a leap and trust and just go with the guts. So we're being really asked to connect with our maiden energy. But for many of us, our maiden energy is heavy. Our maiden energy is sad. This is known as our inner child. And I have a beautiful workshop to help you understand this, to help you connect with this, with your inner child, to see her, feel her, know her. That's available on my website, mywellbeingpal.com. If you just click into services, you'll see that there in the Be Your Own Queen series. The first workshop is on the inner child, which is the maiden. And for many of us, really I'm talking about females here, and obviously males, we have an inner child as well, but generally I'm calling the maiden the female inner child, because I predominantly work with women. Not always, I do work with a lot of men also, but predominantly women. And the maiden energy has a shadow side and a light side. And the shadow side, as I said, is almost just feeling heavy, just feeling not good enough, just feeling all sorts of suppressed energy. But it also has a light side, and this light side is what's wanting to come through for the year 2022. She wants to dance, she wants to get naked, she wants to laugh, she wants to have fun, she wants to move, she wants to just fully and utterly, unapologetically be her goddamn self. That's all she wants. That is you. Okay, so connect with the maiden, connect with the energy of the water, which is connected with the energy of emotions, which is connected with the energy of our adrenals and our bladder and our kidneys, which is all being recalibrated at this time. I am clarion myself in basil essential oil, which is for renewal and reset and recalibration. So that is the intention for this meditation. And also we're going to rebalance the chakras as well. So for anybody that doesn't know what a chakra is known as wheel, and it's a spinning wheel. So we know we have hormone glands in the body. We have seven of them. We also have seven chakras, which are energy centers. And I'm also going to be launching a standalone course on the chakras, a program for that in February. So stay posted for that. But for now, let's settle in. And just want to invite you to close your eyes and really connect with all aspects of self, maiden, mother, priestess, crone. And throughout each day, each week, each month, we connect with a certain aspect. And it's important that we know who we are. I want to ask you to sit with the question as you settle in, as you close your eyes, as you shut down the outside world just for the next half an hour. Who are you? Who are you as a friend? Who are you as a daughter? Who are you as a partner? Who are you as a mother? Who are you as a work colleague? As an employer, employee, but most of all, who are you as a woman? And how have you been expressing that lately? How have you been filling up your own cup? I want you to visualize yourself standing in a beautiful desert. And you're feeling the sands of time beneath your feet. And it's not like a traditional desert. It's a very sparkly desert as opposed to a dusty desert. And the whole desert is covered in gold. 2022 wants to bring abundance to you in whatever way. So don't just measure it on material things. Measure it on your body, your mind, your soul, the love in your heart, the people you have around you. And as you walk forward into this sparkly gold desert, you're going to allow the dust to settle. I want you to look down at your feet. And it's almost like you're being covered in a beautiful bronze. Bronze colour, like a rose gold, like a copper. That is known as the metal element in traditional Chinese medicine, and it is coming to you now. It's connected in with the earth a little bit also. It works with the organs, the lungs, the large intestine, the skin, and the brain. And no matter what you have been through this last year, this last month, this last couple of years, last 5 years, there has been learnings in it all. And now you're ready to move forward. It does not mean you forget, but you're ready to move forward into a new cycle. Because you deserve more. Because you are a queen. Because you are a giant in your own life. And you now hold the wand of creation. And I'm seeing you holding this beautiful wand so that you can create your own life. I'm seeing it's almost like the desert ahead of us is now this blank canvas. I want you to think about what you would like to manifest in 2022, what you would like to call in. Maybe it's new behaviours, new patterns, new belief structure, new emotions, new feelings, or maybe it's actual items and things. Doesn't matter. I want you to visualise it, draw it, feel it, sense it. This is known as alchemy, magic. You are your own wizard. Feeling the energy of Merlin very strongly. You are your own Merlin. With anything, when we manifest anything, we visualize it and then we release it. And you're just going to let that image disappear. Disappear into the background, into the distance. And you're going to feel your body move. You're going to feel your body has this urge to dance. This urge to connect with her sensual body, her sexuality, her curves. This beautiful body that has got her to here. That may have produced children, that may not produce children, might produce children in the future. This is the body of creation. Whatever you are here to do, you're here to create. We create every single day with our words, with our thoughts, with our actions. Every single day we have two choices, to create or to destroy. You choose. You always have a choice. Now, as you step forward, I want you to meet the version of yourself that is in resistance, the version of yourself that is scared to take a leap, the version of yourself that puts doubts in your head, the version of yourself that doesn't feel good enough, the version of yourself that is hard on her. We all have that version. And she does not need us to ignore her or fight her. just see her. Just be her generally. She is an inner child at whatever age. We've been brought up in this world of control. Everybody trying to fit into a box. That is not the way it's meant to be. We are all unique. Every single person has a divine gift. And if you are lacking any purpose at this time, if you are looking to the future and needing guidance or clarity, the inner child holds the secret. This part of you that's in resistance holds the secret. And all she needs is you. All she needs is you to see her, hold her, dance with her, be with her, accept her and love her. Do that now. In whatever way feels right for you, you can walk, you can dance, you can sit. I want you to visualize somewhere that feels safe. Somewhere that you love. It might be a beach. It might be a jungle, I'm hearing. It might be a forest. It might be a garden. Go there now with her. Or different versions of her, you. Throughout our lifetime, these fragmented parts of ourself, they need to come back home. They almost look like different parts of a jigsaw, and you are the jigsaw. Reconnect with them. Feel her coming back to you. The parts you don't want to look at. The parts that you are hard on. The parts that are simply not perfect, because nobody is. And go and hang. Go and explore. Go and talk to her. She has all the answers. What's next? What do we focus on? What do I focus on in 2022? What do I need to still let go of that I'm hanging on to from 2021? To have a little bit of fun. We are going to bring in the other elements of earth, air, fire and water. And the first element is water. So wherever you are in this visualization, in this meditation, I want you to see some form of water in front of you. And it will either be a beautiful waterfall, it'll be the ocean, it'll be a river. It can just be your own bath. It can just be standing in the rain. I'm seeing an ocean. And as we step forward, it's important that we strip off. It's important that we take off all our clothes and really embrace our vulnerability. Our vulnerability is our courage. Our courage is in our heart. Everything that we must do in 2022 needs to come from the heart. Needs to come from this place of vulnerability, which is where our true strength lies, a true divine feminine energy, our power, It is not the weaker version. That is how Mary Magdalene was labelled, because they were scared of her power, because they didn't understand it. No more. And as you step forward towards the icy cold water, it is cold. It needs to be cold because your body is inflamed. Your body and your organs are holding inflammation, whether it's been overindulgence at Christmas or in the last couple of years, suppression of emotions. Because we tend to not look after ourselves. This is time for you to heal. So allow the water is connected with healing and cleansing and flow. Allow that water element to heal body, mind and soul. And as you walk deeper and deeper into the ocean is known as the womb of Mother Earth. Feel her hold you. You're not on your own, you're never on your own when you connect with nature. Feel yourself almost coming back into your own mother's womb, into that safety just for a moment. Just to recharge, reset, recalibrate. Feel the weight of the world, the wounds, the pain. Feel it all leaving the body. As you just surrender, as you just float here. Swim or sink. Because when you just trust and surrender and allow yourself to sink underneath, you will find the gifts. You will find that you can breathe underwater. But you will not know you have these gifts unless you surrender, trust, and just try. Just take that leap into the unknown. And you're going to feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper. You're going to feel the light at the top become further and further away as you allow yourself to sink into the shadow, to sink down, down, down towards the seabed. And as you sink down, you hit the bottom of the seabed. You're aware of almost like a restriction around your body. I'm feeling like an old skin, you know, like a fish skin, like scales that are ready to fall away. I'm seeing like a fin, you know, like a mermaid or a merman fin. And this is ready to come off. Release yourself from this old skin. Go and swim and be free. Explore like the inner child. And if you're looking for any guidance at this time, going into this powerful year of expansion, you will see three items in the water. Go exploring in amongst the coral. You might see a shipwreck. Trust the symbolism, trust what you're seeing. Reach out to me if you are needing any help with the interpretation. But try it for yourself. What does this truly mean? You might be shown it now, you might be shown it in a week's time, a month's time, 2 months' time. But this is about hope. This is about soul expansion. You have worked hard and you deserve it all. But you have to feel deserving of it. You have to open up your receptors to receive. It's the most important piece, and many of us forget this. So take a moment to explore. If before we move on to the next stage. Then you're going to swim back up towards the shore. And as you come up out of the water, you notice a great wind. And it's almost creating a twister energy in the air. And you feel yourself being lifted up out of the sea into this cyclone twister. And this twister, this air elemental, is rebalancing your chakras. I'm seeing all of the colours of the chakras. For those that do not know, we have the red at the bottom, your base chakra. And it's swirling up into the sacral around your tummy and your adrenals. Swirling up into the solar plexus, the yellow, around just below your ribcage. It's swirling up into the heart, which is a beautiful green colour. Up into the throat, turquoise. Up into the third eye, indigo. And right up to the crown of violet. Feel yourself spinning and spinning and spinning in this cyclone of chakras. As this heals and rebalances you body, mind and soul. Completely trusting. I'm seeing a beautiful download coming in for those that are ready for it at this time. A download of next steps, a download of light. You're going to land down on the earth, back on the sand. You're going to feel your feet firmly rooted in the earth. You're going to look around and see that it's not just an empty, desolate desert anymore. There is new seeds being planted, there is greenery, there is nature, there is life. That's the old. This is the new. This is hope. I want you to breathe in the earth. I want you to feel roots coming down from your base chakra, going deep into the earth beneath you, creating a beautiful anchor, keeping you well grounded at this time. I want you to smell the earth. Connect with anything to do with the earth. You might even eat some berries off the tree for some spiritual food at this time, and it feels like there is an area in your body that needs spiritual food. Everybody will be different. Wherever you're feeling pain or an imbalance, whether it be the head, the sinuses, the ears, the throat, the neck, the shoulders, the back, the chest, the heart, the tummy, the bowels, the adrenals, the ovaries, the womb, the knees, the ankles. Take that spiritual food or that spiritual drink, whatever you are seeing right now, and be open to receive and be open to allowing this healing elixir, this healing food to go to wherever it needs to go right now, so that you come up feeling, that you walk out of this feeling like a different person, completely healed, fully back in your body. Knowing what's next, even if it's just a baby step. And then in front of you is a beautiful fire, and there is the beautiful feminine energy of Bridget. She is a beautiful fire goddess. She is connected to fertility. She's connected to fire. Connected to your sacral chakra. She's connected to female rage and anger that has been built up for many generations. She's connected to creativity, to the maiden energy of ideas. she's stirring a pot. And she has a ladle and a beautiful ornate cup, really old-fashioned cup with no handles, and she is pouring beautiful ceremonial cacao from the deepest parts of Peru. She is pouring this healing elixir into this cup. And she's asking you to sit down. She's giving you a beautiful big cloak of protection, a new cloak for walking into this new phase, this new cycle of your life. An upgraded cloak to help you with whatever lesson is coming. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Honey Temple so that you're notified when I upload a new episode. And please share it if you feel that this will help others. Have a great day.